My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I was at a friend's birthday party recently, and sometime between the sushi and the cake, had a chance to talk with another friend at the party who's an energy auditor. An energy auditor is someone who comes to your house, does an inspection, and runs tests with an eye on establishing your home's energy consumption, and can suggest ways to decrease your home's energy appetite. Some only audit, some offer building services as well. In his experience, two of the places where homes lose the most heat are rim joists and attic pull-down stairs. This week, we'll take a look at how to reduce the energy leakage in the pull-down stairs. Next week, we'll look at rim joists. Attic pull-down stairs are framed and hung in your ceiling joists. The stairs fold up when out of use and sit above a thin sheet of plywood. What we'll be looking to do is create an insulated box above the stairs with a lid that is set aside to access the attic, put back when not in use. First thing to do is pull any attic insulation you have back from the attic stairs to give us room to work. Wear gloves and a mask while you're doing this. Next, you need to build an open box to surround the framing for the attic stair opening. This open box needs to be high enough so that when your stairs are folded up, they are within the box. Plywood or boards work well for the box. Affix at least 2 inches of unfaced rigid foam to the exterior of the box. Fill any and all gaps with expanding foam. Next, you need to build a snug-fitting lid to cover the insulated sides. The lid is covered with at least 2 inches of unfaced foam as well. A handle affixed to the stair side of the lid allows you to pull it in place. A strip of compressible insulation, like foam door gasket, is affixed to the top of the sides to create a better seal between the sides and the lid. Move your attic insulation back up against your insulated sides, and you're done. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.